Kilayim Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin Hanoteh Shura Achas B'Soich Shelo. If a person plants one row of vines in his own field, V'Shura Achas B'Soich Shel Chaveiro, and there's another row of vines in his friend's field. So the Rav says the case could be where one of them had two vines and one of them has three. And the question is that do they combine to be considered a vineyard? So what do you have in between? V'Derech HaYochid V'Derech HaRabim Be'emza. So either you have a Derech HaYochid, which is a private road, or a Derech HaRabim, which is a public road in between. So the Shaila, how wide is this public road? Because normally if a vine is 8 amos distant from another vine, they do not combine to form a vineyard. So the Rav says that over here we're dealing with a road that is not 8 amos wide. The Derech HaRabim, the public road, is not 8 amos wide. V'gader shahu namoch mi'asar tvachim, and then you have this fence that's less than 10 tvachim high. Harei elu mitstarfis. Nevertheless, all these things in the middle, you have a fence, you have a road, whether public, private, these are mitstarif, meaning the two rows of vines. One that's on one side with one guy's vine and one vine that's on the other side combine to form a vineyard, and the things that are in between them, the roads, the fences that are low, don't break up this vineyard. Now the Rav brings down, there's a concept of Ein Adam Oyser Davashein Oshalo that Bishimon learns later. If a person's Mesachech Gefano on Tuvaso Shel Chaver, if a person puts his vines on his friend's, right by his friend's field, and you would think that he would Aser his friend's field, or Bishimon holds it doesn't become Aser because Ein Adam Oyser Davar Shein Shelo. A person can aser something that's not his. A person, Marshal, bowing down to Avodah Zarah, to somebody else, if it's not Nichole, if a person doesn't want to serve Avodah Zarah, and somebody bows down to somebody's cow or whatever, it doesn't aser the cow. So over here, though, even though his friend is innocently has his grapevine, here, because it's not that he's asering his friend's grapevine, here the Rav says that everybody would agree, because it's not really asering his friend's grapevine, it's just creating a vineyard. Creating a vineyard by having it mitstarif there to be mitstarif to aser other things, there you can combine with your friends. So the picture is below, it just shows what's going on with the vineyard and the road and the fence. Mishnah continues, Gavom Yasar Tfachim, but if the fence is higher than 10 Tfachim, Einam Itstarfis, then it does not become a vineyard, they're two separate vines. And by the way, the nafkamina is if it is mitstarif, then we know that you need 4 amos. And if it's not mitstarif, each one just needs 6 tvachim, like we said earlier. Rabbi Yehuda Oymerim Erson Milmala Har Elu Mitstarfis. Yehuda says that even though you would have a fence that's 10 tvachim high, and we know that that's normally mafsik, however, if a person im Erson Milmala, if a person intertwines them on top, even though there's this fence, Harei Elu Mitstarfis, they do combine. But the Rav says the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And even if he does combine them on top, there's still two separate fines because the fence breaks them up.